Pip and Ross traveled to Breckenridge, Colorado, to collect some tips on how to make the family ski trip both fun and affordable.
Dad, do you think any double-wide saddles are going to be open today?
Okay, you guys, just eat. It's the morning of a ski day, and we're going through our standard rituals, packing food into our children's bodies, making lunches to avoid exorbitant ski lodge prices, and my husband's job...
I'm pile driving, which is taking the clothes out of the ski bag and dividing them up into the piles. There's Becky's pile and Nikki's pile and your pile and my pile. And sometimes I get it right and sometimes I don't.
Although I've skied my whole life, it was just 6 years ago, when our youngest son turned three, that we took up the challenge to become a skiing family. All right, you got this? Here, take this boot. Okay, let's go. You all right?
Yeah.
Everywhere I look at the base of Breckenridge's Peak 9, I see parents struggling with whining children, waiting to board the lift with her frowning daughter, Ariana. Mauro Kasparian admits the rewards of becoming a skiing family are not immediate.
I don't know what's normal, sobbing and crying and you know, shoving their boots in the morning. I don't want to do it. Shoving them in and shoving them in. I mean, you just kind of got to look back and go, I'm not sure if this is worth it. And then you get out on the mountain and you go, she's going, yay! So, but it's that 2 hours before.
Getting on the chair. Very tricky.
Even though I now enjoy skiing with my children, it's a lot of fun, especially when they serenade me on the chairlift. And we figured out all sorts of ways to afford it, like packing lunches and combing ski swaps for clothes and equipment. In the beginning, it's not uncommon to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Vail Resort spokesman Jim Felton, himself a skiing father, says baby boomers, skiing's largest population ever, are bringing along the next generation of skiers because they know there's a payoff.
This demographic group, upwards of 80 million people, are having their own families. I think a lot of them view skiing as both a way to kind of get back to their own youth, number one. And number two, keep in mind that skiing is a rare activity in that it's one of only a few that really an entire family can enjoy, oftentimes on the same ability level.
The secret? Bring in the professionals. Breckenridge resident Jerry Lynch says he now skis all over the mountain with his 9 and 13-year-old sons because someone else taught them how to ski.
Because there's good peer pressure in ski school. Whining, a lot harder to do when your friends are looking at you. Easy to whine to your parents, but not as easy to whine when your friends are watching you.
What do you think about that?
I think that's pretty much true.
Now you're admitting it after all these years?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
You're our best jumper, aren't you? Ready? Here we go. Jump! Good job! Jump again!
It's also a good idea to take your child out of ski school with some frequency so they remember the ultimate goal is to cruise the mountain as a family. Something Adrienne Smith learned from her son, Zach.
Tell her what's the best part of skiing.
You know!
Is your favorite part your mom?
Yeah!
Ski lessons may be the most efficient way to become a skiing family, but they're not cheap.
Lift and lesson for a half day is $65, and one day lift and lesson and lunch is $73.
Add to that the cost of equipment, hats, gloves, goggles, lodging, meals, and airfare to mountain retreats like Breckenridge, and skiing quickly becomes one of the priciest, most equipment-intensive sports there is. But devoted skiing families such as mine have figured out all sorts of ways to reduce costs, such as freeloading off of relatives, dressing like bums, and snubbing the allure of the latest equipment crazes. Ski Magazine Associate Editor Joe Cutts says shopping around for package deals and season passes, such as the Colorado card, which offers large discounts on lift tickets at many of the state's ski areas, is the most effective way to cut costs.
My advice there is to explore the second tier and even third tier resorts that are out there. Everybody, of course, wants to go to Aspen and Vail and Stowe, but there are some great little ski areas that few people know about outside of their regions that really are fun places to explore. They've got a lot going for them. They've got soul often. not to mention far lower ticket prices.
Are you in these? Looking at me? You see hands on?
Waterville Valley in New Hampshire, Vermont's Bromley, and Alta in Utah are among the picks for value in a recent ski magazine readers poll. Cutts also advises renting equipment for the season. It's much cheaper than buying skis and boots your kids will simply outgrow. One of the ways my husband and I survived the startup days of skiing with our son Nick and his Colorado cousins Taylor and Olivia was to think of skiing as a metaphor for parenting. After years of fixing crashes, wiping noses, drying tears, giving encouragement, and spending money, the kids ditch you.
Pure daredevilism.
That's what it takes?
Yep. If I want to be an extreme skier like Nick, E.T., and Olivia, gotta do what it takes. Let's ride!
From Breckenridge, Colorado, I'm Pippin Ross for The Savvy Traveler.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.